Well, it's a case of results coming in on the Saturday, day one of a busy weekend, in fact, and 53.99 in the last couple of minutes from Belgium for Arlene Crossan. So that's a very positive result for her, and she competes again tomorrow, 53.99. And then again, talking about 400 meter flat, we had Erin Friel. She's with an Irish squad, 18 strong squad. They're in Germany this weekend for a warm-up meet, really, in terms of the European Youth Olympics, which has been held in, as far as I can remember, Macedonia later in the season. But she won the race on 55 dead, her 400 metres. She was the highest ranked athlete going into the race. So good for her confidence, good for her experience, and a real learning process for her as she continues to develop. So that was a story there with her in Germany, and in Germany also, Audrey McBrady of Finn Valley. He finished fourth in the 3,000 metres. And really, it was always going to be a battle. There was a German in the race who was really about 5-10 seconds faster, but he brought home a time of 8:43. But he beat Young McKenzie from Enniskillen on the line, showed great determination to get up over that last 50 metres to get himself into that position, because that would have been his target, because McKenzie beat him in the Irish schools. And it's been a to-and-fro match between the two of them, two really talented Irish lads in that age group at 3,000 metres, McBrady from Finn Valley and McKenzie from Enniskillen. But today it was the verdict and the decision, and everything positive went toward McBrady, but there was very, very little in it. So it would indicate that that young McBrady from Drumkeen, of course, had to really give it everything, in terms of his attitude over the last 50 metres, and he did. So that was the story there. What else have we? Well, we have four athletes actually in Birmingham now from 6 o'clock onwards. We have Keenan McFadden. He's racing there in the BMC meet. I'm waiting for the day that the result comes back from Keenan, that he runs sub 150, and hopefully that day is coming soon. And he's running really, really well. Had a great Irish schools, of course, Cranford athlete, a student at the Red Oak Convent there in Milford. And then we have Amy Green, we have Roisin Flanagan, and we have Oisin Toy in Birmingham as well, so from Finn Valley. So we're looking forward to the results from that from 6 o'clock this evening. It'll be on the BMC website. And the mammoth of the moment, really, the man that's breaking records continually, Oisin O'Gallan, he's in the fast 5,000 metres tonight. It's a meet, really, of 5,000s, and it's in Paris this evening. So Oisin O'Gallan going for yet another Donegal record, always going for best performances. So he's in action tonight. So that's tonight. Now, tomorrow, the Ulster Under-14-19 Championships, day one. It continues next weekend, next Sunday. So we'll wait for some strong results, hopefully, from there, from one day in Antrim, one day in Mary Peters track, and on Monday night back on the track on a Continental Gold meet in Henglow, Mark English over 800 metres. So it's been a bit busy time, and of course in the States Sophia Patterson from Miller County, she's in action in Seattle in the champion meet of her age group of girls race, and that's in Seattle on Sunday evening. So Sophia Thompson is getting mixed up here, indeed. So that's the story there. Many athletes abroad, and we're waiting for good results. So it starts again at 6 o'clock, of course, well, the results story, that is. And as of now, 53.99, Arlene, and we're waiting for other results to come in, particularly from Oisin O'Gallan and the people in Birmingham. And indeed, we'll be back to you Monday, Tuesday with Mark English's story as well.